This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How are kids today doing in the workplace? Well, not so hot, we're told. A survey from Bentley University recently found that more than half of corporate recruiters give them a grade of C or lower for, quote, preparedness. Other surveys say today's teens and 20-somethings and so-called millennials are difficult to manage and don't have a good work ethic. So as part of Marketplace's collaboration with the New York Times, Work in America Today, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman met with millennials and their employers, and he found when it comes to intergenerational conflict in the workplace, yeah, things aren't much different today than what they were 20 years ago.
The millennials, they're the look-at-me generation, psychologists say. Coddled by parents and teachers, wedded to their selfies and smartphones, putting social life ahead of work life. And here's what a middle-aged manager who's actually been supervising them for years says.
They tend to be very self-absorbed. They also value fun in their personal and in their work life. They expect to be rewarded for going to college versus having any real work experience.
That's Robert Boggs, head of academic services at Corinthian Colleges in Southern California. He recently wrote a paper to help guide other college administrators in dealing with young people's work style and work ethic.
Because they've grown up being able to multitask on whatever device they happen to have, I can't expect them to work on one project without them getting bored. They think they can figure everything out. They don't understand why they're not, you know, the boss.
You can find these complaints in ancient Greek literature. You can find them in the Bible. There's nothing new about this. I think it reflects the way old people see young people.
That's Peter Capelli, director of the Human Resources Center at the Wharton School. And he says, try to remember back when you were 22. If you were a boomer, that's the me generation. Gen X, well, then you were the poster child for slacker.
You probably, you know, remember that you wanted to get out of the office in a hurry, that you were interested in what was going on after work, that you had these bursts of energy, great enthusiasm about something, but you also didn't have a lot of resilience.
But proof of just how pervasive the negative image of millennials is, they share it themselves. Camille Perry is 26. She works part-time at a neighborhood bar and karaoke lounge in Portland, Oregon.
Just a prevalent laziness, honestly. We are a generation that spent a lot of time in front of the television or playing video games continually.
Perry was serving up cheap beers to the after-work crowd, and I asked her, what's it like to be a young worker? She told me when the next bartender who's middle-aged comes on duty,
I'm constantly obsessing about making sure that everything is just perfect for him to come into. I don't want it to look like just because I'm young, like I didn't do my job all day.
Perry also works at a restaurant and recently interviewed for an internship at a literary magazine. And that's characteristic of her generation, independent, scrappy, self-starting. They need to be. In this economy, they don't expect any job to last very long. Scott Ruthfield, 39, sees this at the recruiting firm he runs in Seattle. He says young people today are definitely less committed to their employers than previous generations.
But I think that has less to do with a lack of conscientiousness and more sort of a recognition that the company is not going to bury you when you die. And you've seen your parents go through larger companies that don't take care of them. You realize that you are responsible for your own well-being.
Paul Taylor at the Pew Research Center says millennials can be a good bet for employers. Their upbringing has stressed collaboration and sharing of information and success.
They are a generation that is not conflictual. They don't want to get into fights with people. My guess is that augurs well for their ability to adapt and get along well in a workplace setting.
This does not mean millennials aren't a challenge to their bosses. Tracy Altman's in her 40s, works at a Seattle marketing firm. Her assistant, Emily Feliciano, mid-20s.
Emily's very colorful. She's very flirty, sassy, young person.
Altman says she's had to adjust to the way Feliciano and her other young colleagues mix social life, recreation, and work all day and after hours.
There's just more of a like, hey, I'm going to spend 8 to 10 hours a day here. I want to have fun with my coworkers. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. Whereas older workers, you know, my generation, probably we were taught more to suck it up because you're darn lucky to have a job.
Altman's gotten used to Feliciano's sparkle pens, her always messaging someone on some device. But the perseverance and devotion to the job thing? Altman nods vigorously when Feliciano says,
I am big on having work to do, and I don't like to be bored. I do a lot of things, and I'm always stacking in my schedule, whether they're social or for work, so that I'm never late. If I miss something, I'm sick or dead.
When the Pew Research Center surveyed millennials about what makes their generation unique, they put technology, pop culture, and clothes near the top of their list. Gen Xers and baby boomers now say things like having a good work ethic and being respectful set them apart. Chances are, today's younger generation will eventually grow up to become dutiful middle-aged worker bees, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.